You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nick Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired Magazine. Powered by the Salvation Army, there may be just 4 giving days left until Christmas, but it's not too late to join the fight to fill empty stockings. To give through Alexa, say, "Alexa, make a donation to the Salvation Army," or visit salvationarmyusa.org.
Hello, it's Friday, last one before Christmas break for a lot of people. And the most interesting thing in tech, well, the most interesting thing is probably a bunch of snafus involving Alexa and privacy leaks and rude things that Alexa's been saying. Or maybe it's the continued battle with China, which is becoming ever more of a mess, as everybody who owns a stock portfolio knows. But to me, the most interesting story today is a long piece about the military's efforts to try to win back Silicon Valley. This is one of the great stories of 2018, or one of the most dramatic, highest stakes stories of 2018. The key moment, of course, is Google entirely rejecting a Defense Department contract, a rebellion starting inside the company, Google engineers saying, "We don't want to work on anything in artificial intelligence that could be used for military applications," leads to all kinds of tension, all kinds of problems, and it's probably not great for the United States government, nor for democracy in general, for the company with the best AI in the world to not work with the Defense Department of the government of the country in which it's based. So, the Defense Department would very much like to win back Silicon Valley, or at least win it over a little bit. So, they started more outreach, they started more initiatives to try to work with them, and they've started 2 new programs. One, the Defense Department has started to centralize its AI efforts in one area, so it's more understandable, more comprehensible, and perhaps more approachable. Secondly, Defense Department has started initiatives to talk about ethics in AI, which is a really important issue for the Defense Department. There's some great game theory questions about how AI could be used for the Defense Department, right? Let's say image recognition, one of the areas where artificial intelligence is most effective, where Google is most effective, where Google may have been working with Project Maven in the rejected contract. Do you want an offensive weapon to have really good image recognition technology? It will make it more accurate, which may make it more likely you use it. That may also mean that there's less collateral damage. What about a defensive weapon? Surely everybody would agree that a missile defense system run by the United States should be as accurate as possible. It gets really complicated really quickly. In any event, my view, I do very much hope there's a way the Defense Department and Silicon Valley can figure out ways to work together. I do hope there are ways to come up with sensible ethics policies that people can agree on. I do hope the technology moves forward. All right, those are my Christmas wishes. So let's see what the Defense Department can do, whoever runs it, because as we all know, James Mattis, who was perhaps one of the main AI advocates inside the Defense Department, just left. But whoever's running it, I hope you do all those things. All right, I'll see you on Monday.